This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The recently formed Bipolar Disorder Society of British Columbia will host its second annual fundraising variety show on September 18th, 2010 at the Victoria Event Center. Now, the Victoria-based nonprofit is dedicated to reducing the stigma of mental illness. The variety show is designed to raise money to promote mental health education throughout British Columbia. Andrea Paquette, a.k.a. Bipolar Babe, is the project's founder and society president. Andrea is on the phone with us today from Victoria. Welcome back to People First Radio, Andrea.
Hello, great to be back.
It's nice to talk with you again. Tell me about the organization you've created. Why did you start the Bipolar Disorder Society of British Columbia?
Well, more it goes back to Bipolar Babe, which evolved to the society. And so it started with a website, and the reason why it began is because I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder when I was 26, and I felt this type of internal stigma. I just was, you know, didn't like myself very much, was ashamed of my illness. And so as time went on, there was so much support for the project that we now have the Bipolar Disorder Society of British Columbia, which is a nonprofit registered, heading for charitable status.
Now, the work evolved out of your own personal experiences, and I'm wondering if you could say a bit about your own story in the sense of the background and how it brought you to this point.
Well, the story begins quite a while ago. It just seems like 7 years has flown by so fast. It began with a really deep psychosis where I began hearing things, seeing things that weren't there. And so my friends had to bring me to the hospital, and I didn't even know what was happening. I didn't think that anything was wrong. And so I ended up quite sick in a psychiatric ward in Ottawa for quite some time. And after getting out of there, I came to Victoria, B.C. to try and rebuild my life, but I was still very sick and found no supports because I didn't know there was any supports out there. So as time went on, there was quite a bit of crisis and tragedy, but I've managed over the years, after much time, to turn my life around.
And in fact, I've visited your website a number of times, bipolarbabe.com, and read parts of your own experience there, and there's a lot to be seen and heard and learned at the website. I'm wondering if you'd comment a little more about the online work that you've been doing and how that has grown over time.
Definitely. Well, the website is quite unique in that it's very much asking people to share their personal stories. So on site on the blog, what I do is I feature stories of people who want to share their experience. And it's been quite amazing how many people are just writing me these 2,000-word emails and are so excited to share their story because they just never felt there was anyone there to listen, and they put it out into the world and they just feel so much better about it. And so as well, we have some movies on there of the benefit from last year and various things, just stomping out the stigma and bringing forth some questions and some amazing issues. As well on the website, we have my story, which is up there, and we have some poetry therapy, which I really like to do, and I always like to call my poetry something that I can, you know, feel good about and really helps me heal. And I talk a bit about stigma as well and what exactly that is.
And in fact, I checked some of the video clips that you have associated with your website that I think are posted on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was one which was an interview with you, another one in which you were conducting a presentation, I think in front of a class.
Yeah.
So does the web approach intersect helpfully with the work that you do literally in addressing a group of people, for example?
Oh, for sure. One of the things that's so great about the web is it reaches over to New Zealand, it reaches over to England. So these stories that we're getting are not just locally here in Victoria. They're from all over the world, which is just so amazing because it brings this issue into a global context. And as well, too, you know, and I do use the website when I do workshops. And that's one new thing that I've begun doing with the organization. And with the web, too, if you type in Bipolar Babe into Google, you'll just see an array of amazing stuff we've done over the year.
Exactly. And I've done that, and I'm happy to see that there are so many results showing up, you know?
Yeah.
You're listening to People First Radio. Andrea Paquette only discovered at age 26 that she had bipolar disorder, a diagnosis that helped her to understand much of what had been happening over her life. One of Andrea's current missions is to reach out to others with mental illness, young people and students in particular, and to end the stigma of mental illness. Now, Andrea's website, bipolarbabe.com, is an online portal for connection, education, awareness raising, and myth busting. And Andrea is on the phone with us today from Victoria. Andrea, you've said that the project, and I'm quoting you, the news release that you sent out about the fundraiser, you stated that the project has stimulated open, frank, and stigma-free conversations about mental illness, promoting greater acceptance, empathy, and understanding of mental health. What has the response been to your work over the last year or two?
Well, it has been amazing. We've reached over 300-plus people personally with my presentations. So we've given these presentations to doctors, to mental health professionals, to people in other organizations, even unrelated to mental health. And one of the amazing things that we did recently, just before the school year ended, was I went into a school here locally, and another one, and it was just amazing to talk to these kids about mental health because they are the ones that are open and blossoming. But it's not just for the youth who may have a mental health issue. It's for all kids because they're the ones who are going to make this an empathetic and amazing world that's accepting, you know, people with a mental illness.
Mm. The Bipolar Disorder Society's second annual fundraising variety show is coming up on Saturday, September the 18th, 2010. Tell us about that fundraiser. It sold out quickly last year, I know.
Yeah. Well, it's a different twist this year. Last year we had what was this runway hair and fashion show, and this year it's a variety show, so it's different in the fact that there's a lot more added to it, but the price is still $20, which is very affordable. I wanted to keep it very affordable so everybody could attend. And this year we have Diane Pansel, who's singing really powerful and really, you know, enlightening and inspiring, and she's opening up the show. And you must have heard by now of Stand Up for Mental Health Comedians.
Yes.
We have Josh Zed, who does a lot of my camera work and whatnot at workshops, and he's going to be doing a comedy bit there. And I'm so excited for that because it just really links into the whole concept of mental health education, but in a fun way. And as well, too, we have a costume and hair runway show, which I'm embedding education with struts and fashion, which is going to be quite a surprise on how we're going to accomplish that.
Yeah.
And then we're closing with Green Law, which is a duo of Skyla J and Ozzy. And so, yeah, it's going to be an amazing show.
Well, it's interesting you mention embedding awareness raising and education in the actual event as it unfolds, because I was, in a sense, you're anticipating what my next question was, and that was, to what extent does the event itself create opportunities for people not only to reach healthier places of being in the sense of the way that they see themselves, but educating the general public at large?
Well, one of the things I always like to do, for the event last year, what I find very important is to set the tone of the event. So I go up in the beginning and I talk about stigma and I talk about the things that we're talking about today. And it just seems like if you set that tone, get that idea that this is why we're all here, people really get into this mode and get inspired. And most especially those who have a mental illness, they just say, I've had people say, you know, I just think of myself differently since I went to that event. And I had another gentleman said, whose sister had a mental illness, that he views the whole situation differently now.
How have you, Andrea, changed over the last couple of years? How has this work affected your own personal life?
Well, it's very emotional, and I often think about it. It's been quite amazing. I've been able to open myself up to a relationship with a man who I love very much. My family ties have just gotten so much stronger. It's really been a healing process being, you know, the bipolar babe. And as I evolved and became this person, I just feel that I have such great empathy and love for people in the world, especially those who are suffering with a mental illness. And I still cry when I get those emails of people that are so touched and just absolutely want to connect with me and just talk with me. So I often just go for coffee with people and will sit with them and listen to them, because that's really a lot of the times what people need.
Now, Andrea, we have about a minute or so left here. I'm wondering, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
Sure. I just want to say that for everybody out there, you know, there's definitely hope when you have a mental illness. At times, it just feels like there's absolutely no way that you can survive. But, you know, you don't see it in the moment or the minute or the hour that it's possible. But I do know it really is. And you just have to, you know, don't give up on yourself.
Well, Andrea, thanks very much for taking the time to join us today. And as I mentioned earlier, it's just delightful to speak with you again. And I'm wondering, can you remind our listeners once again of the basic details of the fundraiser and how they can find out more about it, where they can obtain tickets, for example?
Yeah, for sure. It's very easy. All the details are at bipolarbabe.com. And so it's September 18th, 7:30. It's a Saturday night. If you're in Nanaimo even, come down to Victoria, have some fun, check it out. And, yeah, it's going to be quite wonderful. But the best way to find out all the details, you can reserve a ticket with me. You don't have to get a physical ticket in your hand. And my email is babe@bipolarbabe.com. But best to come to the website.
Excellent. Andrea, thanks again.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the fundraiser. And I look forward to touching base with you again in future.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Andrea Paquette, a.k.a. Bipolar Babe, is the founder and president of the Bipolar Disorder Society of British Columbia. The group's second annual fundraiser, it's a variety show, will be held on September the 18th, 2010, in Victoria. Visit bipolarbabe.com for more information, or as Andrea herself pointed out, simply Google Bipolar Babe and you'll be led to that website.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.